Road. Welcome to Home I Drink Extra Juice. Before we get started, a big, huge thank you to Penny's for sponsoring this episode.
As the temperatures rise, it's time to refresh your wardrobe, and Penny's has literally everything you need to do it in style.
From chic and comfortable swim sets to breezy linen cords and effortless summer dresses, you'll find the perfect pieces for every occasion.
With stylish travel accessories and cozy airport looks that make traveling a breeze.
I need to go today. I'm going to go today.
Are you?
Yeah.
And just do a stock up.
Yeah, I need to get like socks, your jocks.
I need to do a jock restock.
Where do the jocks go?
The washing machine eats them, I think.
And socks?
Yeah, they eat one.
I would look, where is all the socks I've ever owned in my life? I'm sure there's thousands.
I reckon if you pull apart a washing machine, you'd find.
Really? Yeah. Stuffed full of socks?
A lot of them. Remember I posted a story a while ago and it was my mum found socks from like 20 years ago in the back of the hopper.
Oh, yeah.
The tiny
little sockies.
I think they just go missing, but I do need to go and do a restock.
Yeah.
I
need some.
The best.
With stylish travel accessories and cozy airport looks that make travelling a breeze.
Whether you're jetting off to sunnier skies or catching up with friends at home, Penny's has your summer style sorted.
We may not be able to predict Irish weather, but no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be seeing the spotlight, rain or shine.
Peak or bleak
of the week.
Or tweet.
Mine is bleak because I'm just so sad because summer is
over,
nearly over.
What?
No, I think I'd say people are sick to their teeth me saying this. I hate it.
I'm buzzing.
It's not summer.
When you said that there about summer being over, do you know a song came into my head?
I ain't got no pennies on to the dance floor.
I just feel
like, I think it's just time going so quick. I'm like, how is
You're it? Terrified of that.
Yeah, I was like, summer just started. What do you mean?
Do you know we're actually born in autumn?
No, we're not.
We are?
No. That's like the wrong, there's two different calendars, but I think Irish people go off the other one.
But autumn, September, October, that's autumn.
Yeah, November. But there's another calendar that says August is summer.
Really?
June, July, August, yeah.
Okay, so it could be May, June, July, or it could be June, July,
it's
August.
It's fucking freezing in Feb. Like that's, November doesn't really be cold sometimes. Sometimes December is mild. Remember, was there not one Christmas where it was hot?
We had a warm Christmas day.
Yeah. I feel like it should be that should be the case. I'm also kind of paranoid because I feel like everywhere is getting really hot in the world and global warming is upon us quickly. Like Germany was 40 degrees not that long ago.
That kind of heat.
That's like
me.
Dubai weather. Like.
Yeah, when Quiva was in Dubai even, I was like, how did you even step outside? I couldn't.
I know, it's like being in an oven.
No, I couldn't. But I'm buzzing for autumn. My TikTok page already is all Halloween decorations and cozy
so dark.
Stuff.
The lighting for pictures is shockingly bad.
Yay!
There's nothing good
I
about it.
I can't wait to like wake up in the morning and it be, and open the window and have a crisp freezing room but be in the duvet.
Sicko.
Oh, I love it. It is my favourite.
I wake up and there's a little ice gem on the top of my nose because I'm so cold. And I have to put the heating on.
Oh, I love
it. And I have to warm myself up with a cup of hot milk.
It's the best thing ever. It's so cozy. I can't wait to put up like Christmas decorations and all.
Oh.
Buzzing.
No, they take up too much space.
I can't wait.
I do love Christmas. And then Christmas, I actually think it's autumn I don't like. Because after that, it kind of gets better. January is pretty.
You don't like the in-between.
January is pretty shy, actually. But yeah, just summer nearly being over is my peak, guys. You know, you're all sick of me saying it, but I love summer so much.
I'm peaking.
It's my time.
Bleak. My peak is that my little brother is home in less than we're on single digit weeks now.
Oh.
Woohoo.
How long is he coming back for?
He's coming back for 3 weeks.
Oh. So he'll be back for the baby?
No. He won't be back for the baby being born.
But he'll be back to see the baby.
No, the baby won't be born.
Oh, it's four.
Yeah.
How much is he missing the due date by?
By about 3 weeks.
She couldn't. Yeah, hope. No, you wouldn't.
You don't know when we might go either.
You don't know.
Yeah. So we don't know what could happen, but yeah, Jack was like, oh, will I just extend it? My mum's like, you're not staying here for like.
Could he change the time? Like, go later?
No, because he's coming home for a wedding.
Oh.
That's the only reason he's coming home.
Shit.
He's not coming home because he likes us.
Right, okay.
It's literally.
So he can't. Yeah, okay, fair.
So.
And otherwise, he'd be home for weeks.
Yeah.
They've extended.
But we just keep saying to him, because I think he was kind of like, oh.
I know.
Wish baby was here, but we just keep saying. It gives us an excuse when we go over to him next year. Or he has to come home again.
Come home again.
Yeah. Excuse for it, but.
Yeah.
I'm getting kicked out of my room.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sad thing.
Your room.
My room.
His room.
His room. I get kicked out of his room.
The lovely bed.
Yeah, gone.
So nice.
And the more I think about it, I'm like, am I actually stupid? Like, why am I giving him back to that? But my brother is like 6'5" or something and he physically does not fit in any of your bed.
No, he wouldn't fit in your bed.
There's nowhere for
his toes be hanging out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's nowhere for him to go. So I'm like, right.
Fine.
I suppose. I'll just give your room back.
You might hopefully have
it. Who knows?
You might need to be kicked out.
I know. We'll find out. But yeah.
You'll have to get a bed like that for yours.
I know, yeah.
So nice.
Well, I can't wait to see him. Like, I'm so excited. I know. It'll be 2 years.
It'll be 2 years. I know.
Well, I've seen him in between that. When we were in Australia.
Well, that'd be nearly 2 years ago as well.
Yeah.
You've seen him Jan of last year. Yeah.
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 My mum and dad haven't seen him in more than that then.
It's mad, isn't it?
I wonder, has he gotten taller?
I know.
Oh, not, he's a lank already.
It's just so far away. Like, Australia's just so far away.
It's mad.
It really is.
I can't wait for Bobby to see him.
Oh.
I know. And I keep saying to Bobby, I'm like, do you remember someone called Jack Kelly?
And what did he say?
What did he say? I don't think Bobby said anything, sure. And what did he say?
And what after that?
Well, he got into real good detail.
He said, "Oh, I miss him.
Yeah. Oh, I really miss him."
No,
his head just going.
Yeah, you know him. I think that means they're understanding, though.
They do.
Their head turned.
But you have to say it in a certain tone. You have to say, "And do you miss Jack Kelly?" And he goes,
And then he looks.
Yeah. And then he looks. But you can say that, like,
did you have a cup of tea?
And he knows. So, yeah, Jack Kelly is coming back to Ireland.
What if
he has an Australian twang?
No.
Slap the twang out.
I don't think anyone Australian. I think when you go to England or America, people kind of catch them.
It's easier to pick it up.
What would he even say? You're not like.
If he starts saying that he needs to go to the bottle and all.
Yeah. For the off license.
Yeah. He'll come home. He'll be like Madison Cawley when she came home from her travels and she was doing that video.
Gracias. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Or he'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe they sell alcohol in the supermarkets.
It's mad that they don't over there, isn't it?
I don't get the purpose of it.
Or when Madison Cawley took the tea out, Chris, she's like, what's it taste like?
What are these again? Yeah. With the raspberries in Barcelona.
She's so funny. Like.
But I don't get why in Ireland we have off licenses and we sell alcohol.
Because we're a fucking load of alcoholics.
Brilliant.
We never stop drinking.
Perfect.
Every occasion is plastered with drink.
Oh, yeah.
They have to sell it in every location so that people have enough.
That's mad, actually, when you think about it like that, isn't it?
It's mad how it's good, well, for us, how accessible it is. But when you go somewhere else and you're like,
oh, I have to go to a whole other location.
Yeah, sure, yeah. The bottlers are cool, though. I feel like they have everything then.
Bottler, what else do Australians say?
Shrimp on the barbie.
They'll come home with a load of veggie, mind.
Remember we heard the shark alarm in Coogee Beach?
Yeah, actually.
It was shark in the water. And apparently that never happens. And for the one time we were on Coogee Beach, it was there.
It went off.
Well, we went a few times, but best time.
Best haul.
So if I was you, we have to give you very raw and honest advice about a dilemma that one of you are having, put ourselves in your shoes. So this is today's. Hi girls, I absolutely adore ye in the podcast. Don't people say ye?
Ye.
I wish we said that.
No, I wish we said usins.
What the fuck?
It's a Northern Ireland thing.
Usins?
Yeah, usins. It's like use all, usins.
Would Anne Olivia say that like?
Did I see her saying it in a TikTok? Like, if I'm scrolling through TikTok, it's always someone in there and they're like, it's like saying, guys, listen.
Usins, listen.
Yeah, they're like, usins. It's like, use all.
Oh.
And I'd be scrolling sometimes.
But that seems very long-winded. Ye is just so to the point and quick.
Usins.
Ye.
Usins.
Yeah.
I'm nearly sure it's what I mean.
Wee ones, they say weens.
Weens, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, I think that's what I mean. Northern Ireland.
Don't come for me.
Yeah, don't come for me. I'm guessing that's what it means.
This is the dilemma. So, hi girls. I absolutely adore you and the podcast. I love listening every week on my morning commute. My dilemma is I'm 22 and I've been in a relationship the last 2.5 years. And lastly, my boyfriend, which I love more than anything, broke up with me out of the blue. It's been so, so hard because I genuinely saw the rest of my life with this man. But now all of our plans for the future have been taken away from me. He was my first boyfriend and I really don't know how to get over this heartbreak. I haven't gone an hour without sobbing and I've slept in my mum's bed more times than I like to admit. Mm. I don't understand if someone who says they loved and still love you so much can walk away. How do I get over this and build my confidence back up? I can't imagine my life without him, but in hindsight, there were some red flags, like not wanting to do things I like to do, saying I looked better without my piercing, so I took them out, and saying he didn't like my tattoos, so I never got really got any more, even though I really want to. How do you think I should go about healing? Because I feel so lost and don't have a big group of friends to lean on. Thank you so much, girls.
Scrap him.
Fuck
him.
Don't
let someone change your appearance because they don't like it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a real tell-all sign. If you stop doing something that you enjoy, whether it's tattoos, piercings, going to a specific place, if you stop doing things you enjoy for yourself to please someone else, you're putting how they feel in front of you.
100%.
That's not good. Girl, you're so young.
You're so young.
But I completely understand where she's coming from, being that age and being in that position and thinking, oh my God, I have my life planned. I had it all in my head. Like, we all did at that stage. At that age, you all think, oh, this is me now for the rest of my life.
But I think most people I know and me, if I'm in a relationship, I am thinking that's for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you want it to be for the rest of your life.
There's some people, actually, I met one person once who was like, I know I won't be with the person forever. And
so
I thought,
why
are
you
point?
With them?
Yeah. But that's fair. If someone wants to date like that, but like I would date for
marriage
really. But everyone, like, just because you feel this way about this man doesn't mean you won't feel like that about someone else again. Just because you had that future plan doesn't mean you won't have another. Like, I've had 10 futures planned in my life. Do you think one of them's come true? No. Thank God. But like,
sometimes it's a blessing.
Sometimes it's a blessing. It's guys. Because my boyfriend number one for me was like this. It was given like change appearance. Like, didn't, like, I remember he didn't like velvet. And I remember I was like, you hate velvet?
It makes me do this.
He must like that.
Why.
But I was like, to my friend, she told me this like years later. She was like, you were like, oh, I like this skirt, but he doesn't like velvet, so I can't wear that. You know, and she
didn't even notice it.
No, and she remembered it. And I was like, oh my God, I remember that green velvet skirt. But like, things like that, like, the right person isn't going to fucking care about the green velvet skirt or the tattoos
or
the
piercings.
Like, unless he's...
They love you for you.
Yeah. And I think even if it's out of the blue, like, you might need kind of like therapy or like building yourself back up trust-wise, because it's really hard to be like, one day this person says they love you and then they leave. Mm. Like, that's... If there has been no conflict or no fights or no... things going on. So maybe like therapy for that. I've gone to therapy for breakups before.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Like, you learn a lot about yourself and the relationship, and you kind of learn how maybe it wasn't all that great that you thought it was.
You see it from a different perspective nearly.
100%. Yeah. Especially when you're young, because you're sitting in front of, I was like, 17, 18 going, you're sitting in front of this person who has years of experience of life, and I'm like, and then he's done this, and she's like, that's not good.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Like, because you don't know these things.
No, you don't.
Like, unless you've been... Like, I think now there's a lot more education around things like that. There's podcasts, there's TikToks, like, about bad behaviour and what a man shouldn't do. Yeah, red flags. Whereas when I was younger, I didn't know red flags.
No.
There wasn't any talk about red flags or icks even. Like, it was just, like, not a thing. So I feel like doing your therapy, and you will build your confidence back up. And the more, I swear to God, the more you get away from this man, the more time goes on, the more you realise little more bad things about him.
It's nearly like your brain is fogged, and the further you get away from him and the more the time goes on, fog lifts in places, like, and you see little patches here. It's like nearly undoing a puzzle.
Yeah.
Imagine a puzzle in front of you, all done up. You're underneath the puzzle. You're covered. So bit by bit, the further you get away from him, you're just revealing.
And then you see his face and you're like, whoa.
Like, it just... things do lift, and like, you do start realising things as time goes on, and you never feel like you'll get to that point of looking back thinking, what the fuck was I doing? But girl, I promise you, the both of us can definitely promise you.
Love is blind.
You look back and go, what the fuck was I doing? Like,
love truly is blind.
It really is.
The stuff you put up with just for the name, in the name of love. In the name of love.
Fucking sanity.
I say love in bunny ears. Because what the fuck? I think you have to learn as well, like, no one that truly loves you is going to want to change things about you.
Mm.
So, like, maybe he did tell you he loved it and stuff. Maybe that's an easier way to process it. It's being like, maybe he didn't love me as much as he said he did.
Yeah.
I think you have to really be honest with yourself and just be like, maybe it wasn't all I cracked up to be in my head, like, with this person. Like, it's just...
But you do sugarcoat things.
Yeah.
You sugarcoat things, and you nearly try and convince yourself it's better than it is, just for the sake of staying in something. Mm-hmm. You're going, oh no, and you start making excuses, and you're, oh no, but it's actually not that bad, when in reality it's fucking shit.
And it's only when you start to tell other people about things
and they're looking at you going,
and you're like, oh Lord, this is not good.
No.
But
I think just keep yourself not occupied, but like, do things that you love. Go and get new tattoos, go and get more 100% piercings.
Yeah,
bring yourself to these places that you want to go to and you enjoy doing by yourself. And I know it's so much easier said than done to actually be able to do that, but like,
take your power back.
Yeah, hang around with your mom and stay in her bed for as long as you want. Like, that's nothing to be ashamed to admit. We all need our mummies.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, do things that you know you'll enjoy doing and that make you feel confident and good.
100%.
Little by
little. That's how you build it back up to yourself by doing that again.
It's not going
to
be like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're not going to do it in the space of a day.
Because he probably took away her confidence as it was anyway, even when they were happy. So
it might take weeks, months, years, but I promise you there is a day where you wake up and you just go,
yeah,
I feel grand.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And it's just one day. It is good.
It comes, I swear.
It's a great feeling. But love you. Keep us updated, please. Anyone want to send in any dilemmas or anything, please send them into homeidrink@goloudnow.com. That's where we take them all in. That's our email address. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Penny, for sponsoring this episode. Love you so much. We'll see you on Wednesday for our full episode.
Yeah, on Wednesday. We video on Thursday.
Video Thursdays as well. And we'll see you then.
See you then.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.